You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, guys, this is officially the second podcast of the world's best business podcast with Heaton and Steli. And yeah, advice for people who want to get shit done. There you go. We just made the first one, and this is the second right after, so we're not fucking around. And because the idea for this podcast kind of originated at a conference we just attended, we thought, why not talk about the conference and the experience we had? We had a great time together there.
Absolutely.
Let's just talk about that. What was the conference?
Yeah, the conference is called MicroConf, and it's mostly for self-funded entrepreneurs. And I've been going for 5 years. Every time they have it in Vegas. They've also had it in Europe before. And I was pumped when I got the email that Steli said he's going to be there and speaking. So, like, I was like, fuck yeah, it's gonna be like 10 times better. And it was. So, one of the things that I noticed Steli did, just to get right into it at the conference, and I'm sure he'll have his opinions on the conference, but like, I want him to share that first. But like, the thing he did that I was most impressed by and really taught me something was that he made people commit to doing something right away. And I mean, the whole conference is about doing shit. Like right away, but like the way Steli made people do it, they were sending us emails in the morning after we gave them some feedback and some action items about what they did. And I thought that was impressive. So I'd love for you to just, dude, that's awesome. Like I'm good. I do that. But like, damn, you just get right to it.
Well, it was also inspired by you, but I think together we made a lot of people sweat, but we hopefully also made provided some value. I mean, one was the guy that we can talk about in more detail later, that went from that night having drinks with us to the next morning, like having a landing page up, sending us an accountability email with everything he had accomplished in the last few hours. The other thing is we did website teardowns. Heaton was so gracious to invite me
whatever
to be on stage with him on that. And then we had one guy, the very first teardown we did, had something that was just horrendous, and we asked him, could you just fix it while we're doing the other teardown so we can come back in 30 minutes.
And you remembered.
Yes. And at the end of the teardowns, we're like, did you make the change? And we refreshed the site in front of everybody.
And he made the change.
He made the change. People really fucking love that. Yeah. So yeah, turnaround time. And like, let's not just chat about things. Let's make things happen.
Yeah, you had such a great way to make people accountable. And that was the right conference for that.
Yes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the conference, they do these videos. They want to do like a summary video with like everything that's awesome about the conference.
Yeah.
And this is Heaton having multiple phones. This is when you know somebody's a baller. He has one iPhone for like timing. We have a 20-minute timer on that iPhone. And then he has the other iPhone with his calendar and a reminder on or something. I got a call.
I don't want to. One of mine's messed up. One's T-Mobile. One's Verizon.
There you go. All right.
I don't have a night one and a morning one, and I'm also trying to really grok the idea of the two different sizes. I really care about product. I would say that I think I'm okay at it, but I always suck at it. It's one of those things. Anyone that's good at product's going to tell you that. Not that I'm any good, so I'm trying to grok the size. Anyways.
Yes. So, yeah, and basically coming back to that, they do this little testimonial video. My whole thing on the why was this conference awesome was – the amount of people that I talked to that made a change was just, you know, it was in total in like 2 days, maybe 5 or 6 people. That's like 6,000% more than any other conference.
Yeah.
Right? And the audience was much smaller than the average conference I speak at.
Yeah, it's like 230 people or something. It's not even
that small.
That large
audience.
That's right.
But people really want to get shit done. Not everybody. We gave advice to some people that didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But, or maybe we get bad advice to really smart people.
So, of course. Why not? Yeah.
But it was great to see a bunch of people really snap into action. That's just my favorite thing about that conference.
Yeah, mine too. If people are there to actually get shit done, because they're self-funded, they're very interested and open to the feedback. They want to know if they're doing something wrong because literally, I don't want to say it like this, but it's close. Their life depends on it. And what I mean by that is they don't want to work for somebody. They don't want to go get a job again. They've already done that. And they want to build a business, make money. And there's so many examples at that conference over the last 5 years of people that started out barely quitting their jobs, haven't quit their jobs yet, and now they're fully independent. Like, they're making money on their own. And that I know this sounds like sales speak or like I'm pitching the conference, but like seriously, that's how it is. And there's numerous examples. There's at least, I would venture to say up to 50 to 100 people at that conference that are in that mindset and already making progress every year.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is our kind of people.
Yes. Right?
Our kind of people. These are our people. All right, so did we mention the name?
Yeah, MicroConf. We can mention it 10 times.
Yeah, we should mention it multiple times. Yeah. Because the name could also be just like, once you said it, if I didn't know it, it could also just be like it was a small conference or something.
No, it was a very large conference.
Listen, another thing. We're constantly moving the mics around. I'm pushing the mic more towards Heaton, and he takes it as a sign of respect and superiority and turns it around to the middle.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking much louder than you, dude.
Oh.
Yes, I'm monitoring
the... But you always do. You're the sales guy.
Yes, I'm monitoring it. So I'm okay. Like, I'm good even if the mic doesn't point to me, but I want to make sure we get you in really good volume and you're not as loud. So
but I want them to hear you.
Well, when I'm not talking, they need to hear you.
Okay.
All right. Let's stop fighting about the microphone.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
Just trust people.
And I don't know. I like doing things for other people.
We'll
different topic.
Yeah, we'll get a mic that's like in all directions.
Okay. All right. MicroConf.
All right. MicroConf, right? So if you really want to get shit done, if you're self-funded, if you want to be independent and have freedom, it's an awesome conference. Like, these guys are doing a great job. Right, what else? Let's talk about some specifics. Now we talk very generically why it's an awesome conference. Let's talk about some specific stories that were good, bad, maybe useful, interesting to people.
Yeah. I think one of the most interesting things about the conference in general and like what I see with the talks is that every talk will give you a takeaway. In fact, the presenters... Not even the presenters, the organizers, right from the beginning, they say you should have three actionable items at least from the conference and three new relationships you've made. So they actually put it out there. And when I look at most conferences, you're talking about like tech conferences. So even like all the great ones in Silicon Valley, because all of them are great, right?
Of course.
They don't say anything like that.
Of course.
They don't even like put it out there from the beginning and at the end that like, hey, did you get that? Because if you didn't get that, you're not going anywhere, right? And I think that really puts the onus on the attendee to get that. But they know that the organizers, and this is Rob and Mike, they're the organizers of the conference, that they really care and they really want that. In fact, even their own businesses have grown tremendously and they give us updates. People share revenue numbers. And you might think they're small if you're like a venture-funded company, but these people are able to change their lives because of the businesses they've built. They don't have to work for anyone again. That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's easy, especially in the place that we're at. Like, we're in Silicon Valley, and everybody's like, if you're not, like, changing the universe, then you're totally not worthy of whatever. This is another pointer to later. Let's do a podcast on that. Like, the same way we look at some people in the Bay Area, look at people in LA and go, oh, these people just want Ferraris and, like, bullshit. We're in it to change the world. Changing the world can also be penis enlargement.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
If you're carrying around like one, if you just like you want to feel amazing about yourself and your ego by changing the world instead of caring about the thing you're trying to solve or the value you're trying to create.
It all has to be contextual.
Yes.
Right. It all has to be based on like the environment you're in, what you care about the most, and even thinking through that. And I think what's great is that in that 230 people thing for about 3 to 4 days, you have this sort of concentration. In fact, the way I think about it is the reason I live in the Bay Area is because there is more of a concentration of people trying to do new things than anywhere else in the world. Like, and no one can argue with me there.
Yep.
It's concentration. I don't care about the money.
Yep.
I don't care about all this other stuff. Other people think, oh, this is Mecca. No, there's more people here trying to do more good shit for the world than anywhere else all at once and new things. Right.
Yeah.
And I thrive on that. I love that. I can walk down the street and meet people.
Yeah.
Right. See, not even famous people. These people are famous, so to speak, because they're trying to do things, trying to do new things. And at MicroConf, for those 3 or 4 days, you have the same kind of feeling.
Concentration. Yeah. So, okay. So let's highlight my four stories. We'll quickly share. Let's go through them.
Bring it.
People that got advice and either turned it immediately around or I'm expecting them to, and we can hold them accountable.
Awesome.
And with some of them there, the two of them I did not know, and I don't think they're that well known. And two of them are well known.
Yeah.
And we'll have to decide if we keep it anonymous and highlight them later, maybe in some
In the
notes.
Text or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's just keep them anonymous.
Yeah.
We can ask their permission.
Yeah. Right. We'll ask for their permission. But it'd be awesome
because you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Very true.
As they say,
MicroConf is in Vegas, by the way.
Yes.
All right. So Let's start with the very first one where we made a difference. We did this together.
Yeah.
It's the guy that sent us the accountability update.
Yeah.
Right? So he's the first night of the conference. It's kind of a mixer before the conference officially kicks off.
Yeah.
We are having a lot of fun, tons of drinks, and there's this young guy there, and he tells us about his, I think, sister-in-law being one of the most famous mommy bloggers, having like an incredible, like what, 2 million uniques a month or something,
yeah.
A huge crowd.
Yeah.
And a while back, months or years back, she told him that mom's really struggling with giving course to their children, like how to come up with course or chores. I don't even know how to
It was about chores.
Chores,
so it was like she told him an idea about chores. She even ran a survey.
Yes, and then she wanted him to build an app. He's an iOS app developer.
That's right.
And he started building it and never finished, never released it. They did a little like...